before Paul early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. We are all familiar with the fact that we're beginning to see more and more layoffs as companies cut costs and hunker down to get through this challenging economy. And one specific layer of corporate management seems to be ripe for layoffs more than others, and that is corporate middle managers. Bringing us the story is Aki Ito, reporter par excellence for businessinsider.com. Aki, tell us what you found in your research and what you reported on about middle management layoffs going on today that seem to be accelerating more and more.
Sure. So, you know, for decades, American companies have been trying to get rid of their layers of middle management. That's been a longstanding trend. But recently, it's really picked up steam. And a lot of tech companies in particular are trying to, quote unquote, flatten their organizations. Meta is doing this. Shopify is doing this. And Elon Musk at Twitter has been trying to, you know, he's been criticizing Twitter for having too many managers as well.
And is this an issue with respect to managers generally, or is this an issue with respect to middle management in particular? And if so, tell us more about the org chart and middle managers and where they fall and so on.
Sure. So, I mean, you know, who is a middle manager?
Is
different depending on who you ask. Some people say that, like, you know, the people who are right above frontline employees aren't quite middle managers yet. They're just line managers. Other people will say that, you know, the people right below the C-suite, they're not middle managers either. But, you know, I think you can broadly conceptualize middle managers as everybody who's not a frontline employee and who isn't in the C-suite either. So it does apply to a broad range of people within a corporation.
Yeah. And so very generally speaking, the role of a middle manager is to manage either a set or subset of employees that are doing something more specific and certainly more granular than at the top kind of, you know, vision, high-level C-suite kind of management affairs that are conducted at that level. This is more about managing teams doing something much more specific. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think depending on your level, you might be doing more of that kind of strategy and vision work as well. But yeah, the work that, you know, a middle manager would do is definitely much more granular than the work that a CEO would do.
Right, more focused and so on. Well, what is behind the desire to, quote unquote, flatten the org chart? What's driving it?
I think there's been this kind of general sentiment for a long time that, you know, corporations have become too big, too bureaucratic, too unwieldy. Mm-hmm. You know, companies have tried to fix this in a variety of ways. Just a popular way to do it over the years has been to try to get rid of these layers of middle management to try to reduce the distance between the CEO and the frontline employee. But I think recently, the trend in tech over the last few months has been really, you know, it's a kind of this like belief that a lot of these, you know, tech companies, they started as startups, you know, they used to be really nimble and react to things really fast and get things done really quickly too. Now they're these, you know, some of the biggest companies in the country, in the world. And there's this sense that it's harder to get things done. It takes longer to ship products to customers. And so CEOs are saying, hey, like, let's just get rid of these bureaucratic layers so we can get things done more quickly.
Yeah. And on the one hand, you know, fairly or unfairly, these middle managers are seen as, you know, some sort of perhaps excess bureaucratic layer. On the other hand, when you remove that layer of management, you run the risk as a company of losing direct oversight down to that granular level that in many cases is needed to make sure that what's supposed to be done is actually getting done. And it's very hard when you remove that middle management layer for, you know, the C-suite or the higher ups, if you will, to track down to the granular level like that. So there's some risk, you know, while the companies want to make a move in this direction, certainly doesn't come without risk.
Absolutely. I think the issue boils down to this. What these tech CEOs are saying, what Mark Zuckerberg's saying, makes sense rhetorically. You know, it feels like an
right.
intuitive
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
When you actually look at the research, it shows that that's actually wrong. You know, when you look at the way that frontline employees talk about their feelings about work, which is predictive of company performance down the line, you know, what really matters is their direct supervisor and how their direct supervisor is interacting with them. It isn't about anything that senior leadership does, even if, you know, the senior leaders think that what they do matters more.
Yeah. And of course, in better times, better economic times, you have a different kind of thinking going on. The thinking essentially is, you know, let's optimize our opportunity to grow our company. Let's be aggressive and so on. Let's hire. But in these tough times that we're facing right now, knowing that growth is going to be harder to come by, knowing that, you know, revenues, should we head into a recession and so on, are going to be harder to come by. It's really about just kind of shoring up the business, cutting costs, making sure you can ride through whatever tough economic time is ahead of us. And I think a lot of people are thinking that way. And that's why we're seeing a lot of layoffs and why a lot of these layoffs include, you know, this middle management layer. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, the focus right now in corporate America, but especially in the tech industry, is efficiency. You know, what sounds more efficient than getting rid of, you know, middle managers that supposedly, you know, are just hindering these companies anyway? You know, it tells a great story. It's just, you know, and the fact that it's also true that middle managers are more expensive, right? They get paid more than frontline employees. So companies, you know, will certainly save money in the short term. But I think the issue is what happens in the long term.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, you end up, you know, really hurting your pipeline for management down the road by signaling to employees that middle managers aren't important. And also, you know, even if you think that this will lead to things getting done more quickly, you know, it breaks down communication across the company and it ends up slowing things down in the long run.
All right. So a look into who may be at risk if the economy continues to struggle, and if one of the things that corporate America is focused on right now, and that is to jettison excess cost and weight and so on at companies by eliminating layers of middle management, look out if you find yourself in one of those positions. So there we have it. Aki Ito, reporter for BusinessInsider.com. Thanks for bringing us the story. We appreciate you being on.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Headed to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.